Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 157 for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, although activity was thin and choppy as traders on both sides of the border start to move to the sidelines ahead of tomorrow's U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Canola was up $1 to $2, the January contract up $1.80 at $466.40 per ton. U.S. markets will be closed tomorrow and only opened for reduced hours on Friday. Canola will trade its normal hours, but the lack of direction from the U.S. should keep some caution in the Canadian futures. For Wednesday, a firmer tone in Chicago soybeans did provide some spillover support for canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also stronger overnight, while the nearby technical bias has also shifted higher. But on the other side, the large supplies overhanging the market did remain a bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., activity was choppy, but the bias was generally higher in the grains and oilseeds ahead of tomorrow's holiday. Soybeans were steady to up 3 cents, the January contract up 3 at $8.67 per bushel. Most of the activity was technical in nature, with speculators on both sides of the lightly traded market. While expectations for increased exports from Argentina did remain somewhat bearish, the initial reaction to this past weekend's election in the South American country has worn off, with actual changes in the global flow of soybeans still some time away. Corn was up 1 to 2 cents, with the March contract up a penny at $3.71 per bushel. Speculative short covering accounted for some of the buying interest in corn as traders squared their positions ahead of Thanksgiving. Wheat, it was steady to up 2 cents, the March contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.89 per bushel. Oversold price sentiment was supportive, while this year's smaller U.S. winter wheat acreage helped underpin the futures as well. However, the fact that the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities limited the gains, with advances in the U.S. dollar also making U.S. wheat less attractive to global buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.